Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump today signing the mega spending bill into law. The White House ceremony will include a military flyover. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky writing on X, he and President Trump had a conversation today following a massive drone attack by Russia overnight in Ukraine. Severe weather in the Northeast, leaving three people dead in New Jersey. This woman lives near where a tree fell on a car, killing a woman.
Then I looked to my right and I saw the tree on the car and I had realized that the whole sidewalk had come up. A lot of people, it was raining, it was very chaotic. A lot of people were trying to look inside the car.
The driver had pulled over to try to ride out the storm. Flash flooding in Texas Hill Country. Water rescues going on now. There are fatalities, but they don't know exactly how many. Tens of thousands of Oasis fans have descended on Cardiff, Wales ahead of the band's first gig since 2009. Every pub and bar along the main street is filled with people. The stadium where they're performing for two nights has a capacity of 74,000. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I'm always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, a close call or whatever. I mean, it's seems like, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's the best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 82.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mavarik. It's the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend. It's Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me for the 3 hours, no guests today. I want to talk about the broken man who's breaking America. Also, Supreme Court, two major Supreme Court rulings coming down. We'll talk about those in just a moment. Does this open the door for the end of birthright citizenship? Yeah, we'll see. Also, in the second hour of our program, this isn't just about Gavin Newsom suing so-called Fox News. This is about Trump and about morality for America. And have Republicans reached the point of no return, no matter what they do in the second hour? In the third hour of our program, Trump has decided that it's a crime to be unpatriotic, and he's decided you have to be loyal to dear leader to be patriotic. The good news is the fight back. We'll get into that as well. But first off, the Supreme Court has, made a couple of decisions. The first one, this is Sonia Sotomayor's dissent. Well, actually, just in summary, basically what they did was they limited the ability of federal judges to temporarily pause basically anything going nationwide. This cuts both ways. You'll recall Matthew Kaczmarek, the judge in Amarillo, federal judge in Amarillo, Texas, tried to ban mifepristone nationwide. On the other hand, his ban was immediately stopped by the circuit court, the appeals court above him. That's how it's always worked up until now, and it seems to have worked pretty reasonably. But this is pretty wild. And the birthright citizenship part of it, they didn't actually rule on at all. They just put that on pause for 30 days. Instead, in the 6-3 decision, which was written by Amy Coney Barrett, they basically said, you know, the ability of federal judges to, just freeze stuff nationwide is severely limited, shall we say. Not entirely done away with. What it reminds me of, and I realize this is an extraordinarily imperfect analogy, is the Dred Scott decision. Roger Taney, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court in 1856 or 57, and Dred Scott ruled that regardless of whether they were in free territory or in Confederate territory, that black people who were enslaved or not enslaved could be enslaved. Basically, all black persons in the United States simply had no rights as citizens. And Abraham Lincoln, when he became president, basically said, yeah, that's a pretty terrible thing for poor Mr. Dred Scott, but I'm not going to apply it to everybody else, which was sort of the logic that the Supreme Court applied today. Sonia Sotomayor, the justice, she said, and this is from her dissent. I just read her dissent and Kagan's dissent, Jackson's dissent. She said, under this decision, no right is safe in the new legal regime the court creates. Today, the threat is to birthright citizenship. Tomorrow, a different administration may try to seize firearms from law-abiding citizens or prevent people from certain faiths from gathering to worship. The majority holds that absent cumbersome class action litigation, courts cannot completely enjoin even such plainly unlawful policies unless doing so is necessary to afford the formal parties complete relief. The majority ignores entirely whether the president's executive order is constitutional, instead focusing only on the question whether federal courts have the equitable authority to issue universal injunctions. Yet the order's patent unlawfulness reveals the gravity, so she's calling Trump unlawful, reveals the gravity of the majority's error and underscores why equity supports universal injunctions as appropriate remedies in this kind of case. As every conceivable source of law confirms, birthright citizenship is the law of the land. And then, you know, she goes on with regard to that. With regard to Justice Jackson, she said the court's decision to permit the executive to violate the Constitution with respect to anyone who has not yet sued is an existential threat to the rule of law. She said it's important to recognize that the executive's bid to vanquish so-called universal injunctions is at bottom a request for this court's permission to engage in unlawful behavior. She says what this court has done is to, quote, endorse the creation of a zone of lawlessness within which the executive has the prerogative to take or leave the law as it wishes, and where individuals who would otherwise be entitled to the law's protection become subject to the executive's whims instead. This is Justice Kagan's dissent. She said the majority ignores the judiciary's foundational duty to uphold the Constitution and laws of the United States. This is one of the big complaints. Basically, the court just weakened itself. She said, she goes on to say, it is also profoundly dangerous since it gives the executive, the president, the go-ahead to sometimes wield the kind of unchecked arbitrary power the founders crafted our Constitution to eradicate. The very institution our founding charter charges with the duty to ensure universal adherence to the law now requires judges to shrug and turn their backs to intermittent lawlessness. She said it also obscures a far more basic question of enormous legal and practical significance. May a federal court in the United States order the president to follow the law? She says to ask this question is to answer it. In a constitutional republic such as ours, the federal court has the power to order the executive to follow the law, and it must. She says, thus, everyone from the president on down is bound by the law. But her complaint here in this dissent, and she goes, you know, on at some considerable length, is that the court just said, no, we're not going to force the president to follow the law. So, wild stuff. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled "The Broken Man Who's Breaking America," and you know, in it, I kind of tease my next book. It's coming out this fall. It's called "The Last American President: A Broken Man, a Corrupt Party, and a World on the Brink." And you know, in that book, I describe Trump's upbringing and how, you know, basically it screwed him up, and how what you could call sociopathy. I'm not diagnosing Trump as a psychopath or as a sociopath, although we've had multiple psychiatrists on this program who have done so. But instead, he's behaving in ways that are consistent with being a sociopath. You know, your basic, according to the DSM, actually it's called Antisocial Personality Disorder, ASPD. The characteristics are a pervasive pattern of disregard for the rights of others, chronic violation of social norms, rules, and laws, deceitfulness, impulsivity, and aggression, and a near complete lack of remorse or empathy. And, you know, this is what we're seeing in Donald Trump. Now, the word sociopath gets thrown around a lot, and, you know, most people don't really understand what it means. And so here's a simple definition. If you give a child a test for sociopathy, for you know, is this person a sociopath, children will almost always indicate that they are sociopaths because they're still in the stage of me, 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 my mind, mine. They have not yet fully socialized. They don't. They haven't fully developed empathy. They haven't fully come to understand the needs and rights and things of that or the other of others. And what Trump did in his first term was basically surrounded himself with adults. What he has done in this term is surround himself with suck up yes men, essentially, people who share many of his behaviors and his weaknesses. And this is a bad thing for a country. I mean, you know, we've seen this before. What happens when you get somebody who is profoundly mentally disabled in this regard? You know, we saw this, you know, Hitler and Heydrich, for example, or Goebbels. And they surround themselves with people who are similarly disabled, shall we say. So, you know, this is something that I think is important to consider, that you know, we are being led by a man who doesn't have a lot of regard for the norms of society. I mean, his whole grabbing women by the crotch thing, and I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, and his multiple convictions for fraud and things like that are, you know, fairly good evidence of that, I would argue. And now the Supreme Court, with this decision this morning, just handed him a whole lot more power. What say you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Oh, and also the Supreme Court says book banning is just fine. I'll get into that in just a moment. Stay with us. Hey, summer's here. It's time to relax and hit the refresh. But if stress, sleepless nights, and sore muscles are getting in the way, CB Distillery has got you covered. CB Distillery's 4th of July sale is on, and you can save up to 50% site-wide with the code VIP. I'm a big fan of their sleep gummies. They really work. CB Distillery has plant-based solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, relaxation, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. It's all made with premium hemp grown right here in the U.S. No fillers or artificial ingredients. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. The 4th of July sale is the perfect time to stock up and save up to 50% off with the code VIP. If you haven't tried CBD, there's no better time. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP, CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee on June 7th presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's independence resolution word for word. Resolved that these united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most, for healthy joints, skin, bone, hair, nails, gut, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. And right now I can get you a special bundle deal for a fraction of the price and free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Getnativepath.com/Tom.
In a house with no tender embrace, where the smile was a mask and love left no trace. A cold father's shadow, a mother withdrawn, taught him to lie before he could yawn. Now he struts like a king with a gold-plated frown, breaking rules, breaking hearts, tearing all the way down. No remorse in his chest, no shame in his eyes, just a child in a suit, spinning rage into lies. He's the broken man who's breaking America. Wounds never healed, now he's dragging us through. He don't feel your pain, but he'll sell it back to you and laugh as he stomps on the red, white, and blue. Yeah, the broken man who's breaking America. But we won't let him finish what he came here to do. He surrounds himself with cowards and cruel little boys, trading power for loyalty like cheap plastic toys. They cheer when he bullies, they kneel when he roars, but no one is safe when a child runs the war. He's the tantrum in the courtroom, the lie on the stage, the thin-skinned messiah of a digital age. But this ain't a game, and this ain't pretend. It's our future at stake if we don't make it end. He's the broken man who's breaking America, a hollowed-out soul with the flags in his grip. He don't build, he don't lead, he just burns like a character in a fable where decency starts to slip. Yeah, the broken man who's breaking America. But the people are rising, we're tightening our grip.
Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. So the other major Supreme Court decision this morning was based on a lawsuit by some Muslim parents in Maryland who argued that their children should not, in a public school, be forced to read or listen to the reading of a book about two men who fall in love, a prince and a knight, specifically. I shared this with you a couple days ago about the story. And it's called Pride. One of the books is called Pride Puppy. Another is Love Violent. Another is Born Ready, etc. But anyhow, the Supreme Court, again in a 6-3 decision, said no. You're violating parents' right to raise their children in the context of the religion that they want to do so. So, you know, there's that too. That doesn't surprise me so much, frankly, except for the fact that gay marriage is legal in the United States. You wonder if the book had been about, for example, evolution. Excuse me, could the Supreme Court rule, or would the Supreme Court have ruled that, you know, parents who object to evolution on religious grounds should not be subject to that, I mean, which was the Scopes monkey trial, right? Back in the day with William Edwards Jennings, William Jennings Bryant, I believe it was, you know, arguing the state's side, saying, no, the state should be able to censor such teaching in the public schools. I mean, you know, where does this begin and end? Is it just around gay people? What about, you know, people who claim to have a religious objection to people living next door to them who are Muslim or who are black or who are, you know, some other religion or whatever. I mean, you know, once the court begins sanctioning what I would argue is bigotry based on religion, where does it stop? Which was the basis of the dissents, by the way, in that argument, in this case. I think it's extremely problematic because basically what the court is saying is your religion trumps public schools. And, you know, I think you could build an argument were gay marriage not legal in the United States that having a book about two boys falling in love or two men falling in love with each other because it doesn't represent a legal behavior in the United States, maybe the Supreme Court could have said, well, you know, that's one of those gray areas where you can argue religion and things like that. But this is legal. This was decided by the Supreme Court itself, the Obergefell decision. So saying that a book can't depict a behavior that is completely within the boundaries of American law strikes me as bizarre. And also tells me that next year, this court is probably going to go after gay marriage. Stay tuned. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with you.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
Your free ticket Friday keyword is sparkler. S-P-A-R-K-L-E-R. Sparkler.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
To see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
To uphold the law, they took the stand. With promises made, they shook our hands. In the name of justice, their word was sworn. But behind closed doors, a clue was born. From oaths to lies, the truth was bent. Twisting precedents with dark intent. A radical agenda they now pursue. This betrayal, democracy they undo. From oaths to lies, a Supreme Court coup. They've turned our laws to serve a few. The fabric of freedom now under threat. Injustice reigns, we won't forget. They've broken trust, our faith betrayed. Each ruling passed, our hopes decayed. Political favors in robes they dress. In shadows deep, our rights suppress. From oaths to lies, the truth was bent. Twisting precedents with dark intents. A radical agenda they now pursue. This betrayal, democracy they undo. From oaths to lies, a Supreme Court coup.
So just to recap, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com today is free and available to everybody. It's titled The Broken Man Who's Breaking America. And, you know, it's essentially what my new book, The Last American President, A Broken Man, A Corrupt Party, and the World on the Brink, which is now available for pre-sale. It'll be out in a month or so, is all about. You know, going back to Donald Trump's childhood and, you know, how he was made and what happened to him. And now, you know, and then ultimately to the people that he surrounds himself with and the danger that it represents to America. So just an FYI. So what's on your mind today? Frank in Thompson Falls, Montana. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Oh, not too much. Thanks for taking my call. It's kind of ironic that you're talking about the Supreme Court. I want everybody as a call to action to write a postcard to the Supreme Court. I sent mine out yesterday, and I just used a few sentences of what I wrote. To Judge Kagan, Judge Sotomayor, and Judge Brown Jackson, thank you for standing up for the Constitution and the laws of this country. To the other judges, your greed and ideology is destroying our country and the rule of law. You're nothing but political hacks who are members of the Lewis F. Powell's Club. Your unchristian and un-American beliefs, oh, wait a minute here, excuse me. You're imposing your un-American and unchristian beliefs on the people of this country. In closing, the Christian nationalism is nothing but American Taliban.
Remarkable. Yeah, it's pretty much the only way to communicate with them, I believe, is to send a postcard to the Supreme Court to, you know,
well,
to an individual
justice.
Well, if you
send a letter to them, it has to go through anthrax and all this right. other stuff, whereas yeah. if you send a postcard, it goes directly to the judges.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Or their team, anyway.
There you go. Frank, thanks.
But yeah, we just need to flood those guys with a ton of postcards and tell them that they're not representing the citizens of the United States, which they already know that anyway.
Yeah, I continue to think I don't want to discourage you from doing that. I think it's a fine thing to, you know, let the third branch of government know what we think of the job that they're doing. That said, I suspect that the billionaire gifts that are being showered down upon, you know, the right wingers on the court are probably going to have more influence than you and me. But keep it up, Frank. Good on you. Thank you very much for the call. Samuel in Santa Ana, California. Hey, Samuel, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I wanted to tell you something to send you off on a great vacation. Oftentimes, people who are well-meaning, they ask you, what are you going to do if they come for you? We are a listener-sponsored radio show. So the question more appropriately is, what are we going to do if they come for you? So what I'm calling to tell you today is that I have a $50 bill in my pocket with your name on it, and that if anybody ever comes at you and you have some legal fees or whatever it happens to be, and I guarantee you there are thousands and thousands of listeners who feel the same way that I do, that I will send that to whatever address that you want me to send it to. This is coming directly from me, boots on the ground, to you, boots on the air. You are a national treasure. We need to carry this thing all the way through until the next election and beyond. We need to stay focused and ready and able to voice our opinions and to trade our ideas and concepts. So wanted to let you know from me, boots on the ground, you boots on the air, I love you. I really do.
Well, thank you, Samuel. Just a heads up, Daily Kos has apparently been something by the federal government. Marcos Melitzis posted over there yesterday that he can't talk about it. So apparently there's a gag order associated with it, or it's grand jury proceedings, but that they're raising money right now to defend themselves. So somebody got in line ahead of me here. You might want to check that out. It's at dailykos.com. But Samuel, thanks for your kind words. Appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And thanks for the heads up on Daily Kos.
Yeah, you're welcome. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
I want to continue that theme of attaboy, and thank you and your wife for doing the 225 version of folk songs. I hope maybe someday you'll do a Peter, Paul, and Mary tribute or a Beach Boys tribute of some, you know, have a group of singers to do like a Beach Boys rendition of some of your fine lyrics and something like that. Anyway, for us old people that are in our 70s, like
California
I am.
Surfer style, huh? I'll pass that
along
to Louise.
Yeah, yeah. But since I have a little more time here, I wanted to retread the idea of humor, mm-hmm. and maybe thank you for mentioning earlier that maybe bending it towards ridicule isn't the way to go. So what if we just did riffs on previous things that worked. So, for example, Carter had zero-based budgeting, but the way that Trump and Musk did it, it was zero-ignorant budgeting, so ZIB instead of ZBB.
Okay.
So, you know, in that sense, maybe try to go at a political humor angle,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe turn that into a contest so that the best one of the week gets mentioned on Friday or something like that from all of the submissions that you get the previous week or whatever it takes, however long it takes your staff to pick a winner, you know, mm-hmm. maybe every 2 weeks or something that you'd have that winner announced on Friday.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm all in favor of humor, Roger. And, you know, from time to time, somebody will call in with a great joke. So, Roger, thank you.
Well, the other thing I wanted to follow up is Second, the Buddhists, that yes, let's look to some other faith traditions for reasons for hope, mm-hmm. like Martin Luther King looked to Gandhi, and I think we ought to see from worldwide what are reasons to believe that Martin Luther King was right, that the arc of justice is long, but bends towards justice. And I think we don't have to just depend on Will Rogers and some other humorists and philosophers from the United States. We can look to Dalai Lama and Gandhi and, you know, some Buddhists that are also, you know, worthy of note.
Yeah.
And I certainly like, you know, Moyers pointing to Star Wars, you know, and the mm-hmm. Force be with you type idea as a way of teaching spiritual values.
Yeah, no, I get it, Roger. Well said. Thank you. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Oh, always. Ding dong. Here comes another one for the front porch here, Tom.
Okay.
A lot of people are mentioning the right down the road from me here, the alligator Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's that there's only one way out of the place, and that is through a swamp of carnivorous critters.
Yeah.
No, there's two ways out of there, because the place was originally built to be the largest airport in the world. That project was shut down in the 60s by Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Mm-hmm. And it sat vacant all these years. And there's two ways out of there. The other way is this place can accommodate 747s and C-5 Galaxies.
Yeah, it's got a 14,000-foot runway.
And if I wanted to mass deport people surreptitiously, out of the view of just about anybody, I think I'd pick a place in the middle of nowhere that got a huge runway.
Yeah.
I mean, this place is between the Big Cypress Swamp and the Everglades. This place is like, it's in a place where the Seminoles used to call the boondocks.
Yeah.
And I mean, there is, and if you wanted to mass deport people, there is no finer way to do it. And nobody is mentioning any of that. They're just saying there's no way out of there. Yeah, there is a way out of there, baby.
Yeah.
And I think that is right on the radar.
Yeah, that's concerning. Thank you, Bob. That's an interesting point. Wayne, over-the-road trucker, where are you today, Wayne?
Oh, right at the moment, I'm in Detroit, Texas.
Okay, so what's
anyway.
Up?
Anyway, Tom, I have a close friend that I've known since he was 13 years old. That he is now in Pakistan, a Sharia law lawyer. I also have a close friend that's in a mom. And I asked them, how can you be friends with me, especially my friend that's a lawyer? How can you be friends with me knowing that I am not one of your fellow believers? And the quote unquote back to me was, Sharia law only pertains to those who follow Islam. Wait, what? Mm-hmm. So you've lived in these different places. You've lived all over the world. Why are these things that are not told? But that was not my point in the call. My point in the call is, calling, somebody socialist, and they keep saying that Zoran is a communist. There's a big difference there.
Yeah, there's a huge world of difference.
But right, and I have why nobody talks about the fact that you in your offline for those of us that have been on hold, it'd be nice if everybody could hear it. But socialist programs in the United States. Let's see. How about the $40 billion with the B that gets paid out every single year to the farmers? Guess what? Those are big farmers, because you basically have to have a whole
the $600 billion that goes to the fossil fuel industry and subsidies.
Exactly. It's $585 billion.
Yeah, the Price-Anderson Act supporting the nuclear power industry, another example of socialism. No, we have socialism for the rich and for the corporate, Wayne, but not for the average person. And with regard to religions only speaking to their own people, I mean, that's typically how it works. These are our rules for our tribe, essentially. Wayne, thanks for the call. 47 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, it's spelled VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get your free shipping on this Super C Serum. Vibrance, VIBRIANCE, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Back to God knows when.
Welcome back, picking up your calls here. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, One of Donald Trump's biggest problems is he really does want to be a great person, and which is why he's always talking about the Nobel Peace Prize.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans have this.
I don't think he wants to be a great person, but he wants to be thought of as a great person. I think he's too lazy to want to be a great person, but whatever.
No, precisely.
Yeah.
And so the Republicans have this belief that just being president makes you a great person.
Mm-hmm.
But for Donald Trump, that's not quite enough for him. And I think it's because throughout his entire life, he has been called hateful, a bad person, evil, corrupt, and by the people that even in his family.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's grown into this person who is just a partisan, hateful, lying, and absolutist. Mm-hmm. He has had to defend himself as being right all of the time when he was wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he self-identifies himself as being a truth teller. And in fact, he labeled his social media Truth Social, which is a big bald-faced lie.
Mm-hmm.
In order for him to actually get away with some of this stuff, he really needs loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's decided that the only way he can get that loyalty is to put dumb, stupid people under him so that he will be the smartest man in the room. And these people will never go against him, and it makes him feel like he's the smartest man in the room. He is the most entitled person, probably next to Elon Musk. But the man hasn't actually accomplished anything. He hasn't earned anything in his life. Yet there are so many people willing to give him money and praise. Because
he's the avatar. He's the guy who stands up and proudly and loudly says, white people should run the country, men should run the country, Christians should run the country. We're going to get rid of all the brown people here in this country. We're going to disempower the black people. We're going to fire a lot of federal employees because there's a lot of black people among them. I mean, I think it's all about race. I really do. And misogyny.
And in fact, the people that love him the most are the most racist people in this country. And they're the ones that help empower him and look up to him. And because of all of those people, that's why he's back in the White House. And some of these people are powerful people in their own right, including some of these people in our media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched this guy on Bloomberg, and he just loves Donald Trump. And he thought he was going to get his tax cut right away. He was so happy when Trump was headed for the White House again.
Mm-hmm.
And all he was doing, just with this big grin on his face, just waiting for his tax cut. It hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just amazing to me that these clowns and they look up to a convicted felon, but they will never believe that he is a felon in their own minds.
And because, a sexual assaulter.
This is a rapist. This is the guy that they love.
Yeah, no, I get it, Larry. I get it. Being a racist will cover a multitude of sins, apparently, in America today.
It will.
At least among white people. Larry, thank you for the call. Always great to hear from you. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more of the news of the day. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he and President Trump have spoken by phone today and that it was very important and fruitful. Zelensky on social media says they agreed to work together to strengthen protection of our skies. It comes after another brutal night of Russian attacks on Ukraine. ABC's Patrick Reval.
All night, hundreds of drones were swarming Kyiv. People there are describing it as one of the most intense nights in the capital since the start of the full-scale invasion.
President Trump's to hold a July 4th ceremony at the White House, signing his big spending bill, which all Democrats and two Republicans voted against. July 4th is underway after dangerous storms left a deadly path of destruction in the Northeast, killing at least 3 in New Jersey. Utility crews are out clearing trees from downed power lines. It's starting to smell in some Philadelphia neighborhoods in the fourth day of a garbage collection strike with no negotiations scheduled. This is ABC News.